Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Total Information Sunday continues on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
KMOX News Time is 9:21, and as we wrap up our Sunday morning, thoughts turn to what the area to the west of Union Station is going to look like anytime in the near future. Our folks from MLS for the Lou, the ownership group, earlier this week were in New York City. They made their presentation to the league, to the expansion committee, and so now we wait. This is the big question mark, is when will this come through? Everything looks as though it is set to happen. Everything looks as though this is a done deal. Basically, when the Major League Soccer announced that they were going to add two teams instead of one, that sort of eliminated any competition between St. Louis and Sacramento and put us in a position where we appear to be set to go. So now it's just a matter of waiting on the timing and figuring out when a team might play for the first time. 2022 is a year that has been talked about as a possible starting point. They got to build a stadium between now and then. They could probably find a way to make some use of Busch Stadium in the interim if they had to, but I think the goal certainly will be to have that soccer-specific stadium that the Taylor family is looking to build in place just in time for that to in time for MLS to kick off. So obviously a lot of excitement about that in the soccer community. We had a report from Michael Calhoun about that visit paid in New York.
The MLS for the Lou ownership group was in New York City and made their presentation to the league's expansion committee. It took 3 hours. We know the St. Louis group pushed their private financing and laid out details of the soccer-specific stadium just west of Union Station. They also gave more info about local business sponsors. Lead investor Carolyn Kindle Betts in a statement says, "This city has shown time and time again they're ready for an MLS team, but there is still competition." MLS says they also met with the team from Charlotte. Reporting downtown, Michael Calhoun, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
And Mr. Soccer, Bill McDermott from the First 11 podcast joining us on the line. And Bill, thanks for being with us.
Sure.
What does the time frame look like now? We're all dying to know when this is going to be a done deal.
Well, I wish I could give you a definite date, George, but I surely can't, simply because the league is not saying anything about it, at least publicly. I think they certainly know. And the people at MLS for the Lou, they probably know too. At least I think they know, but they're not allowed to say anything either. But in conjunction with what we had, what we said in our last conversation, the league usually makes announcements of significance like this in conjunction with the All-Star Game, which is next Wednesday in Orlando. So in and around the July 31st dateline, I think we should hear something, George.
At what point is it kind of a drop dead, if you will, because they obviously want to get a stadium constructed in time to kick off, I guess, 2022. What's the drop dead as far as turning dirt on that stadium to get it done in time? Do you have any idea on that?
I don't have a distinct feel, again, George, because nothing has been floated with relation to that. But I think, as I read between the lines in your question, sooner than later, because as you just pointed out, the league wants teams 28 and 29, if it's going to be both those teams, both cities, to begin play in March of 2022. With relation to the St. Louis site, all you have to do is drive down there to see that there is a ton of work that has to be done just before you begin building the soccer stadium. So I would think it's got to be really close to this July 31st dateline from the MLS All-Star Game.
How exciting is it for you as a soccer guy to see this unfolding like this? Because it appears to be close to a done deal anyway.
I think so, George. I think it's going to be a done deal. Excitement for me as a soccer fan, as a soccer player who's played in and around the St. Louis area since he was five, and seeing this sport blossom from the inception of MLS in 1996 to where it is now, and St. Louis having never been able to play a part. This is what's due to the city that was the overall birthplace of the sport in our here in our country, dating back to 1875.
All right. Well, Bill McDermott, a lot of excitement as this draw is close. And so we're going to be keeping a closer eye on the Major League Soccer All-Star game here in St. Louis than we might normally be keeping an eye on, I guess, as we go through the week.
Exactly, George. Thank you.
All right, Bill McDermott, thank you so much. Bill, of course, has the First 11 podcast here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.